Praise God. How's everybody doing today? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's get into this. It's going to be exciting. Whew. If y'all catch on, it's going to be exciting. I need y'all to stay with me, though. Let me break the ice. Let's do something funny right quick. Now, everybody just look this way and say, funny. Just look at it. All right, that was funny to me. I don't know about y'all. Let's get into it. Let us pray. Father God, oh, Father, we thank you so much. Oh, how we magnify you. How we are so grateful, Lord. Now, right now, Father, I thank you that we apply our faith. Everybody in the audience, everybody can hear me, and including myself, we all hook our faith together, Father, that your words come from my mouth. All of you, none of me, and these ears will gravitate, and latch on to what you have to say today. Thank you for giving us that ability. Thank you for blessing us with that growth. And we appreciate it so much. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to get started here. And got a lot of reading to do, so I need y'all to read along and stay with me. We're going to read a lot. I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm probably going to talk myself happy, and then we'll be through. I hope y'all can join me. That's all. I mean, most every time I get up, most every time I say something, I'm talking to me. Y'all just so happen to get a chance to hear it. So let's go to Mark chapter 6. I'm reading mostly from the New Living Translation, but we're going to go Mark 6. We're going to read verses 1 through 6, and let's go with it. All right, Jesus left that part of the country and returned to his disciples to Nazareth, to his hometown. The next Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, "Where did he get all this wisdom and power to perform such miracles?" They scoffed. He's just a carpenter's son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, Simon. And his sisters live right here among us. They were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, "A prophet is honored everywhere except his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family." And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then Jesus went from village to village, teaching the people. I mean, I'm reading some familiar verses, storyline, history recordings, whatever you want to call them. We know them. Just come on with me. Just keep following. And I'm going to read several. But don't just read them and then forget what they said. Just remember that storyline. All right, we're going to go to the second one, Luke 18:18. Once a religious leader asked Jesus this question, "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" Gonna skip down to 22. Of course, between those verses that we skipped, they're just what Jesus was told. Jesus told him what he must do, and the guy said, "I've done all those things." And reading verse 22, when Jesus heard this, he answered, "There is still one thing you haven't done." So he's finishing up the list of things he needs to do for the guy to inherit eternal life. "Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." 23 says, "But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich." So basically, the man was like, "Well, I can't do that." And when Jesus saw this, he said, "How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God?" If you do some studying, some researching, some listening to the Spirit. You know, when God, Jesus referred to the rich, he didn't mean the people who actually just have money. He meant those who trust in what they have, trust in their ability, their own self. That's what he was referring to. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 9. Y'all stay with me right now. Remember what we're reading. Y'all remember these. Remember. We're just going to take a little time to read, because after I get through reading, and then I'm going to be finished. After I cry a little while, run around and try to test the ceiling. Hopefully y'all will join me. Luke chapter 9, verse 57. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head." He said to another person, "Come follow me." The man agreed. The man said yes. So the man agreed, but he said, "Lord, first let me return home and bury my father." And Jesus told him what he thought about that. But Jesus told him, "Let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God." Jesus told him what he should be concerned about. And another guy said, "Yes. Yes, Lord, I will follow you. But first, let me say goodbye to my family." So he basically did the same thing. Can't do that yet, Jesus. And we're going to go to Deuteronomy 1. Y'all stay. Remember these stories. Remember these passages now. I hate to call them stories because they're not fictional. This is a recording of what actually happened. It's a history book here. Verse 20 says, we read 20 and 21 and skip down a little bit. Verse 20 says, "I said to you, you have now reached the hill country of the Amorites that the Lord our God is giving us. Look, he has placed the land in front of you. Go and occupy it as the Lord, the God of our ancestors, has promised you." God told him what to do. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Anybody seeing any linkage yet? Just hang in there. Okay? Just remember the stories. Verse 25 says, "They picked up some fruit and brought it back to us," meaning the people went to the land to go check it out. They brought back proof, and what I'm getting at is the part where the land of the Lord. Getting at the part where at the end of the verse says, "And they proved that the land that God had promised us was good land." So, yeah, and 26 says, "But you rebelled against the command of our Lord, your God, and refused to go in." So God told them to go possess it. They refused to go in. "You complained in your tents and said to the Lord, 'You must hate us. That's why he has brought us here from Egypt to hand us over to the Amorites to be slaughtered. Where can we go? Our brothers have demoralized us with their report. They tell us the people of the land are taller and more powerful than we are, and their towns are large. Okay, give me 1 second. I wrote a note here, and I don't know what I meant. Okay, yeah, verse 35. "And God responded to their disobedience by informing them that not one of you from this wicked generation will see the good of the land I swore to give your ancestors."